The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and pre-order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.
We have to continue to elect more socialists, and we have to ensure that we are unapologetic about our socialism. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in, whether it's BDS, right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production, where we do not have the same level of support.
So now we're learning that he wants to seize the means of production. And you won't believe who appears to be leaking all of these insane videos from this radical Marxist past. The proverbial knives are out for this latest socialist sensation. And while, ironically, it's his own Democrat Party that are the ones trying to take him out, nothing compares to what he just said himself on live TV. This is going to absolutely blow you away. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to make sense of all the madness. So you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let's set the stage here. Zohran Mamdani is the 33-year-old radical leftist socialist. Trump calls him a literal communist, who beat the former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, in the Democratic primary for New York mayoral race. The fundamental problem for the Democrats now at a national level is that Mamdani is quickly becoming the new poster child of their party. That's exactly what Vice President J.D. Vance did. He trolled them the day after Mamdani's win. He posted on Blue Sky. He's got an account on that far-left alternative to X. He posted a big congratulations to Mamdani as the new leader of the Democrat Party. Now, why is that such a concern for the Democrat Party as a whole? Well, it's because Mamdani's entire political platform is staked in the 80-20 doom loop. I mean, keep in mind, this guy is controversial even in the heart of like the bluest, the blue urban areas, New York City. Okay? He's all for open borders. He's all for mass amnesty. He's for defunding the police. He's for disproportionately taxing white neighborhoods at higher rates than non-white neighborhoods. He's for reparations. He's for trans surgeries for kids. I mean, this guy is the very definition of an 80-20 disaster, staking every single one of his political positions in the territory of the radical far-left fringe. But what's making him even more of a nightmare for the Democrats is he's openly embracing both communist and terrorist rhetoric. And it all came out on live TV in an interview this weekend on Sunday morning's Meet the Press.
There's been a lot of attention on this issue, so I want to give you an opportunity to respond here and now. Do you condemn that phrase, globalize the intifada?
That's not language that I use. The language that I use and the language that I will continue to use to lead this city is that which speaks clearly to my intent, which is an intent grounded in a belief in universal human rights.
But very people, quickly, for the people who care about the language and who feel really concerned by that phrase, why not just condemn it?
My concern is to start to walk down the line of language and making clear what language I believe is permissible or impermissible takes me into a place similar to that of the president who is looking to do those very kinds of things, putting people in jail for writing an op-ed, putting them in jail for protesting. Ultimately, it's not language that I use. It's language I understand there are concerns about. And what I will do is showcase my vision for the city through my words and my actions.
So there you have it. Mamdani was given multiple opportunities to reject the call for a globalized intifada, And he refused. He bottom line refused to condemn it. Now, you've got to understand what this means for the Democrat Party as a whole. It means nothing less than civil war. You got to get that. If you don't understand the ramifications of what Mamdani just said or refused to say in terms of condemnation and distancing himself, if you don't understand it in light of this larger Democrat civil war, this isn't going to make sense. You're not getting it. Ever since the October 7th attacks, there has been an ongoing, and here's the key, escalating Democrat civil war between two overall wings. The pro-Palestinian progressives on the one side and the pro-Israeli liberals on the other. So you had the hard left pro-Palestinian wing taking over the universities, right, particularly Columbia, but also inordinately influenced left-wing media coverage. And you had the pro-Israeli liberals who basically had all the money and professional influence and the leadership in the Democrat Party, the establishment, as it were. And this weekend, right after that live TV appearance on NBC, you could see that escalation even on the ultra-left wing MSNBC. Check this out.
There is nuance in what Mamdani is saying. I get it in that second answer where he says he doesn't want to get into the business of what language is permissible and what language is not permissible. But what did you make of his decision? And it clearly is a decision. He knew he could be asked about this. His decision on Meet the Press not to condemn the phrase.
I'm outraged that we have a candidate for mayor of New York, Mr. Mamdani, that cannot walk back or cannot condemn the words globalize the intifada. And his nuance of, well, it means different things to different people. Let me tell you what it means to a Jew. It means violence. It means October 7th. It means firebombing people in Colorado. It means violence. That's the connotation. That's the essence of it. And that's what it means to Jewish people. And if any other group came forward and said, you know what, these words are offensive to us. It means violence. It frightens us. I think there'll be a response. But for some reason, if Jewish people find it offensive, it's not offensive. And I find it offensive that he cannot condemn those words. And I think he's overall running a campaign of divisiveness. He also came out in the last 2 days and said, we're going to tax rich white neighborhoods. Why do you have to put white in there? Just say we're going to tax the wealthy. I just find it offensive. I find it offensive that in the past he's talked about defunding the police. I think he's walked that back, but yet he voted $3 billion out of a police budget. And I just find there's a recklessness and a divisiveness to it. And I'm offended as a Jew that he can't walk that back.
Gang, we're not just fighting an information war. There's another war that's happening that many of us don't know about, and it's in your gut. There's a battle between good and bad bacteria going on inside you right now that can determine the health for the whole of your body. And here's how you're going to win that battle. Kimchi One from Bright Core Nutrition is the fermented superfood your body needs to arm the good guys with the right weapons to defeat the bad actors once and for all. All health starts in the gut, so putting the right fermented superfood in your gut improves every aspect of your health. We're talking your heart, your brain, even the quality of your skin, the growth of your hair. Containing over 900 strains of beneficial bacteria in each capsule, Kimchi One supports healthy digestion, fortifies your immune system, and helps detoxify your whole body. Kimchi has also been shown to reduce risk of obesity and promote smaller waistlines by curbing appetite and naturally boosting your metabolism. Kimchi One is all natural, non-GMO, dairy-free, gluten-free, and 100% made in the USA. Today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLEY for 25% off your entire order. Or for an even better deal, call my friends at Bright Core for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Give them a call now, 888-897-0233. That's 888-897-0233. So as you can see there, Mamdani's real opponents are not Trump. They're not the MAGA movement. They're not Republicans. It's the Democrat Party itself. It's establishment Democrats. It's pro-Israeli Democrats inside the ultra-left MSNBC that are coming out against this guy. The Democrat Party is reportedly now in full panic mode over this guy. According to multiple sources, top Democrats are having emergency meetings about how to handle this Mamdani disaster. Chuck Schumer won't endorse him. Governor Kathy Hochul is dodging questions about supporting him. Even Nancy Pelosi's people are reportedly in absolute panic about what this means for the party. The Washington Post, hardly a conservative publication, just published a scathing editorial calling Mamdani a potential disaster who would lead New York back to the bad old days. But to me, this is the key. What Mamdani is ultimately doing is he is escalating the Democrat civil war that risks taking down the whole of the party itself. And it appears that the Democrat leadership recognizes this. And so it looks like they're actively trying to take this guy, Mamdani, out. And that's why you're starting to see all these videos of his radical Marxist views from the past leaking. Democrat establishment figures realize that having a radical socialist as their standard bearer in America's largest city is going to be a political nightmare for them in 2026 and beyond. Trump's already called him 100% communist lunatic, and Republicans nationwide are salivating at the opportunity to tie every Democrat to Mamdani's radical agenda. And the timing could not be worse for the Democrats with Trump back in the White House and Republicans gaining ground across the country in voter registration. The last thing they needed was a socialist poster boy in New York City. But that's exactly what they got. And now they're scrambling to contain the damage. But that, of course, begs the question. With a civil war erupting within their party, a civil war escalating, how do you contain the damage in that? How do you stifle, deliberately stifle one side of the divide, one side of the split, without widening the split and exasperating the divide? You got AOC celebrating Mamdani's victory while party establishment figures distance themselves from him. How do you resolve that? Because this divide isn't just about policy. It's about the soul of the Democrat Party itself and whether they can maintain any semblance of mainstream appeal. So here's the bottom line. If the Democrat leadership doesn't sink Mamdani's career, their own careers are sunk. They'll be rejected overwhelmingly by voters at a national level, all the while eventually replaced by the radical progressives in their own party. In many respects, Mamdani's candidacy represents a battle for the establishment Democrat leadership's very survival. And the Democrat leadership knows it. The establishment knows it. Mamdani knows it. But even more importantly, Trump and Republican strategists know it. This is turning out to be a real big deal. Someone's career is ending here, one way or another. And I, for one, am enjoying every minute of it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.